The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
524, Mark and Paul the Flakes checking in. 9th of January, 16 degrees downtown. Was going through the stuff on Facebook. I used to say drinking coffee. Now it's drinking Gatorade and taking my vitamin supplements because, you know, I'm getting old. And the thing that I saw the most overly posted thing this morning was the chart showing the wind chills that are going to be coming up when that Arctic front gets here and the wind's blowing. Great news. You won't feel it inside your car or your house. Then yesterday, went and ran my errands and get home and get on the couch. It's like, I got to try and catch about 15 minutes here. I had the TV on. And Paul always talks about this, and I think it's funny. You don't really notice, we don't, how many things are going wrong with aircraft and near misses and crashes and everything else till right before we got to get on a plane and go to Mexico.
That's right.
So it woke me up laughing yesterday because United Airlines had that plane where the door just poofed out. And they got to looking at it. They found the door in Portland. It was a teacher in his backyard. And they got to looking at the first plane that it came off of. Hey, guys, we also got a bunch of loose bolts on here. So that entire fleet of Boeing 737 9 MAX jets, you're all grounded.
Yep.
And that door came off at 16,000 feet. Not too much higher, folks. That would have been a crash.
It would have been a Napoleon blown apart. No doubt about that, Wilson. I saw the news last night.
Mm-hmm.
Too much pressure that high.
Yeah.
And they got lucky. Yeah, they're in good shape. But when you consider how many millions and millions and millions and millions of miles, look at automobiles. You know, you see them on the side of the road all the time. You don't see many airplanes on the side of the road.
No.
They think it has something to do with the manufacturing process of, when you think of the millions, believe me, I took a tour of the Boeing plant, Mark.
Tell us about it, Paul.
Well, who wants to ride in a big old airplane?
Right.
Oh my God, that guy. When you consider the millions and millions and millions of parts and electronic things, and here we go. Wilson's obviously feeling better today. And everything has to work. Look at your automobile, how much trouble you have with them.
Mm-hmm.
Airplanes have to be flawless. So, still the safest way to go. I remember my dad telling me stories, God, in the war, in World War II, they patched those things up. And all the generals were worried about was the plane's ability to take off.
Right.
That's kind of comforting. They didn't care if you came back or landed.
No.
They just wanted you to be able to take off. They spent 2 weeks teaching them how to take off and about 20 minutes teaching them how to land, especially if they were in those B-17s that were so lightweight anyway. They could. I mean, it was like shooting down a pop can.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't fly United. I fly Delta. So I don't have to worry about it. It only affected two airlines, Alaska and United, both the airlines that serve the Billings area. But we don't get 737 MAX jets either up here.
No.
We get MD-80s. We get the biplane that they used on Petticoat Junction.
We get the one that Snoopy flew against the Red Baron.
We get that one.
Curse you, Red Baron!
Yeah, that's right. We're at the end of the line up here. That's the kind of stuff we got. We don't get the maxes, but the investigation continues. Headline, twisted metal rushing wind and a narrowly avoided disaster as the jet's wall rips away 3 miles up. Mark, you think you had FHD on Friday? For those of you that don't know what FHD is, you can call anytime.
Starts with flaming.
Yes. Ends with diarrhea.
You'll have to figure out the rest.
Yes. But anyway, when a door rips off of the airplane at 16,000 feet, that would do it. Passengers remained surprisingly calm during the landing. Well, and a lot of that because of the great pilots. They can still keep the plane stable, level. More people, I watched the footage. more people grab their phones than the oxygen masks. Piss me off.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, yeah. More people grab their phones to film it rather than the oxygen masks that drop from the ceiling.
Wow.
Because you need oxygen above 12,000. Remember what happened to Payne Stewart?
Right.
In his plane?
Mm-hmm.
These are great stories right before we go. They were in the first 6 minutes of the flight. Flight attendants had just told them they could resume using their electronic devices. Somebody used their electronic device, though, to text their loved ones when the door blew off, and so they'll probably be fined. You're not allowed to talk on your cell phone and text when you're that high up.
That's right.
Could affect the aircraft and the communications. Rule's the rule. Flight attendants started moving passengers away from the area where the blowout occurred, so that was good. One guy had the shirt sucked off his body when the panel blew out. Seatbelt kept him in there, which mm-hmm. is good.
Now, see, the difference between those people and me, that plane lands, those people are going to go get on another aircraft and try it again.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking for the rental car desk, and I don't care where we are in America. Mm-hmm. I'll just drive it. Thank you.
Flight attendants responded well to the situation, got everybody safe, which is good. Pilot and co-pilots donned their oxygen mask, opened up their microphone, and communication was a serious issue because of the noise in the plane. The pilots retrieved an emergency handbook kept secure next to the captain's seat. Now, I don't know if I like that. Huh. I think it's on page 37. How do you stabilize this thing when the door's off? Co-pilot contacted air traffic controllers, said, "We have an emergency. We need to immediately descend to 10,000 feet. That's where they get oxygen right. for everybody. Flight attendants' focus was on the five unaccompanied minors that were in their care. A lot of people put kids on the plane, fly them down to see their dad or something like that. There were five of those on the plane.
Wow.
Passengers began sending messages on social media to loved ones. You're not allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, very fortunate, and they'll investigate it and find out what happened there. So, and for some reason yesterday, stocks of Boeing and Alaska Airlines tumbled. You can only imagine why they were down yesterday. Crude oil prices fell again yesterday, which we could see some more drops in gas prices, which is good. I'm holding off buying my diesel fuel for the year yet, so I haven't done that yet, and I think it might go a little lower. So don't base your decisions on your operation like mine, folks, because I run mine different. Everybody's operation's different, mm-hmm. so I'm not giving advice to anybody. So.
Paul needs to watch Air Disasters on the Discovery Channel.
I never watch that. You know, I don't want to watch it.
Even on a movie mm-hmm. that's fictional, mm-hmm. if there's any effect, I just watched World War Z with Brad Pitt, mm-hmm. and he gets on the last flight out somewhere, and then one of the guys in the back of the plane turns to a zombie, and they blow it up and suck everybody out. And as it's going down, I change the channel.
Well, yeah, because everybody knows that a zombie could appear on one of your flights. I can see that, Mark. You dumbass. I'm afraid of zombies.
Doesn't mean, you know, my mind allows for entertainment zombies. Where I know yours doesn't, which is
zombies.
Fine.
I'm not watching those. I don't like watching those. I don't want Sex Sent Me to the ER. I don't watch those either. I never watched those. I thought you're doing it wrong, Ben. I don't watch those. It's just me, folks. It's a free country. Do what you want. I don't watch the worst five, top five hand mutilations in a farm accident ever. I don't watch stuff like that.
Right.
So you can do it if you want. I've already made my mind up what I'm going to do if anything ever like that happens. And if there's nothing I can do to help, nothing I can do to alleviate it or fix it or help in that any situation, I'm just going to close my eyes and I'm just going to make peace with my maker and think of all the good things in my life. And mm-hmm. I'm just going to sit there and let it happen. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going to get up with my phone and film things, anything like that. I can't text fast enough.
Yeah.
You know, God, if you've seen these people, Mark, run two thumbs,
mm-hmm.
you know. I'm always thinking, you people, God, take one of them out your ass and get a real job, and then you wouldn't have
to. Some of these people that can text fast have real jobs.
I know, but I'm just thinking. I'm just going to do that. And I'm going to think of clouds and beautiful sunshine and my ranch and my kids. And I'm just going to just try to peacefully endure it and stay calm.
Well, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, that's how I am. That's just the way it's going to be. I always thought about that about drowning. Another thing we always like to talk about before we go snorkeling and stuff. I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, time to change subjects. Oh, speaking of the trip, we have our document party tonight, folks. Our document get-together where we pass out the documents, your itineraries, let you know about flights, international borders, all that kind of stuff. And I was thinking, I've started getting a few things out that I need to take. And if I didn't have to take sunscreen, I could pack in a carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
But the sunscreen, I use a lot of it, and I take the big bottles.
Well, and it's super expensive down there.
It is. And I take the big bottles, and you can't take those big bottles on your carry-on.
Mm-hmm. Well, buy a bunch of little ones.
Yeah, but then I'd have too many of them in there. The sunscreen and all that takes up room like where a pair of shoes would take up or something, you know, and mm-hmm. so... But I don't think I could fit it. If I didn't have to take the sunscreen and stuff like that, I think I could smash everything in there.
I wonder if you could mail that to the resort. You know, it's like ship sticks. You can send your golf clubs ahead so you don't have to take them with you.
Mm. You probably could, but I'll probably end up taking... I got a medium-sized suitcase anyway that John uses, and I can get by with that. So, but anyway, that meeting's tonight for the folks. There's 100. There's about... after talking to Carol, there's about 20 people out of this big group that are coming from other areas outside of our area.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Got some coming from Arizona. Some are flying in from Washington, places like that, that are flying in, that are going on the trip that aren't here during this time of year. So that's kind of interesting, but... I wanted to get a steroid shot or something in my knee. My knee's kind of sore from that wreck I had last year when I was running through the yard and hit the gravel and split my knee open and had to have 13 stitches.
Mm-hmm.
It's still sore. I don't know whether it's a little arthritic or what it is in there. I called Ortho Montana yesterday. Mark was here about 9:10, and they never called me back all day for an appointment. So, you know, sure hope you're not dying. We'll get back to you. Piss me off. Had to find someplace else, I guess. And, of course, you have to go through the entire menu.
Press 1.
Yes. Yeah. Is this an emergency? Please hang up and dial 911.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's all because of lawyers.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be ideal if you went in to see your doctor and he figured out what medications you needed and he got them to you right there?
Yeah.
And you don't have to go to a pharmacy and wait in line.
You can do that at the hospital. They have their own pharmacy and
things. No, I'm talking right in the doctor's office.
I know. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great. Get your x-rays there and all that kind of stuff. Fuller's pretty good out there. He does blood work and all that kind of stuff right there, which is good.
Had my physical yesterday. Took a little longer than normal. Took almost 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because you had a rectal eclipse on Friday, and, you know, he had to go.
That was part of the discussion.
Yeah. You know, you had to. But anyway, so. Big blizzard today continues around the country. That'll cause some airline problems. Sprawling storm pelting much of the nation. So that's luck of the draw, too, when you fly. Whether the nation's going to have good weather or bad weather, because
mm-hmm.
It messes everything up.
Well, that's why you got to watch. A few years ago, we were flying out of Minneapolis, and Paul saw a storm coming in. And one of the great things about the relationship Paul and I have is you ask a question, and the answer is okay. Wilson, you want to leave a day early and beat the storm? Okay.
Yeah. So we did.
We did.
And we beat it. And delayed one of the planes that our group had.
Mm-hmm.
You could see that coming, but...
Well, I ran across this morning, and the Great Falls Tribune moving to postal delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Starting February 5th, the U.S. Postal Service will be delivering the Great Falls Tribune to parts, in an effort to improve delivery consistency, optimize resources, and ongoing labor challenges, fluctuating fuel prices, competition for workers from door-to-door delivery services, and increasing digital demand. You can make more money as a DoorDash driver than you can delivering papers.
In California now, starting January 1 of this year, delivery drivers start at $20 an hour.
Wow.
DoorDash, Run-A-Bun, Ding Ding, whatever it is you use, they have to make 20 bucks an hour.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
They also are providing full Medi-Cal coverage for anybody who can get here illegally. Breaking their system. There's $68 billion in the hole already with that Medi-Cal system they have.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to add this. That's why everybody's moving out of there.
No, don't blame them. Well, Rimrock is closed by McCormick and Woody Drive, if you know where that's at. Looks like a water main break this morning.
Oh, gosh. Water main breaks are not fun when it's 26 below zero.
No.
Nothing water. Believe me, I my fingers can tell you I have worked on a lot of water and well systems and things when it's that cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fun. That's when things go. That's when they're a problem. If you got a cold house this weekend, open up the doors under your sink. Let the heat get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you got a sink on an exterior wall.
Mm-hmm. Told you yesterday they're getting ready to open the Albertsons in Laurel. That's big for them, folks. February 2nd. Looking for mule deer panel members. Never put somebody like me on that commission, though. You just wouldn't do it. See, this is big news today. The return of bullfighting to Mexico's capital is exciting fans, upsetting rights groups. Mexico City. 500 million people in Mexico City, Wilson. We learned that on Trivia.
That's a lot of folks.
26 million, I think, is what they have. Biggest city in the world, one of them. Days after the Mexico Supreme Court lifted the suspension of bullfights in the world's largest bullring, a young bullfighter practiced his steps and waved his cape in front of a bull's head mounted on a wheeled cart. The court decision raises hopes of thousands of fans. Mexico City is considered the cathedral of Mexican bullfighting, one of the world's three main bull rings. There's also one in Madrid, agitating animal rights activist. To know that the dream is even closer pushes me further. According to Juan Esteban Arbadel Gomez, an aspiring bullfighter, he's from Colombia, moved to Mexico to pursue a career in bullfighting. No dates have been announced yet for the new bullfights. The sport ended in Mexico a while ago, where it flourished for 500 years. But it was blocked by judicial measures. Ruling came out of the western city of Guadalajara. It's my favorite place to eat Mexican food, by the way. That and a place in Lewistown. Globally, they say over 100,000 bulls are killed in bullfights every year.
Wow.
Bullfighting in Mexico generates 80,000 jobs. Said the industry generates $400 million a year. Well, so does the illegal drug trade. It's generating more than that, but you don't legalize that.
No.
Here's my thing about bullfighting, and this is going to shock a lot of you people out there. I don't like it because the object is to kill the bull. The object is to keep sticking swords in the top of the bull.
It's cruel.
Until it can no longer stand on its own or take any more punishment, or it's just beyond the point where it can survive. I don't like that. I don't like treating animals like that. Well, then if it's acceptable because it's been part of your culture for so many years, then we need to bring back the gladiators. Don't we?
Yeah, we do.
I mean,
we've got an overfull jail anyway.
Right. Bring back the gladiators and let them battle it out there with swords and spears and fight and kill each other and cut the head off and hold it up to the crowd.
Where are we going
to
get a couple of tigers and some lions?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's just funny. We could do the commercials like they do for monster trucks at Metro.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Mm-hmm. But the purpose is to slowly just kill a bull, and I don't like it. I got cows, I got bulls, and we do everything to keep them alive. And I just, and I know a lot of you think I'm a wussy and stuff, but I mean, you know, I've I've killed my share of
critters.
But you know, I get it. But just to do that, right, just doesn't seem right.
No.
I mean, 500 years ago is 500 years ago. How many things do we see pertaining to that where people still try to bring it up and relate it then to modern day? For instance, the one that the Democrats always push, slavery. Slavery was an awful thing. Mm-hmm. The Republicans fought the war against the Democrats to end slavery.
It's never portrayed like that in the media either.
In fact, we had to fight Democrats all the way through the 70s to make sure that African Americans and other minorities had the rights that they deserve. But people like Joe Biden voted for segregation. You can check the record. But people bring it up and try to put that context into today's society.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone almost 200 years ago. Same with bullfighting. They did it 500 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people were wearing leaves around their genitals 500 years ago, Mark. Well, for gosh sakes. You know, that was 500 years ago they mm-hmm. did that sport. Just like gladiators. Why don't we bring that back to the good old days?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's different. That's 2023. Sure, I know about preserving culture and things like that, but there's just, as man advances, societies right. advance, you just don't...
I got a couple of folks I could give the names for that we could sacrifice to the gods.
Yeah, just like the slavery thing that these Democrats bring up. And it constantly... What they're doing, folks, is they're trying to constantly reverse history and their tie to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. They're responsible for it. They were sponsored. I've given this history lesson before, and if you don't want to listen to it, then turn the button. The 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment that give man rights as individuals. All the Democrats voted against all of those. In fact, the 13th Amendment, not one Democrat had voted for. Not one voted for it. Even you want to look at the history of the women's suffragette movement and their rights? Check how many Democrats voted against that. Check it out. And none of this is taught in schools. But they always revert back to something that happened 200 years ago. Like we, like us, all of us, born in the 70s and 80s and 90s, we're still pushing slavery and slave ownership. That's all bullcrap. Reparations. Reparations for people that weren't even part of the slavery movement, weren't even part of it and want to be paid. You weren't even here. You weren't even part. Your ancestors weren't even part. In fact, if there are reparations, the Democrats should pay all of it because they're the ones that fought for slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, they should pay reparations to every Republican who has an ancestor who fought to free them.
I like that.
How about that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. But those things were 200 years ago, just like this bullfighting. Yeah, 500 years ago, but not now. I've talked about this in articles before. I've had to shoot some dogs in my life, and it's awful. Hate it. One of the worst things you can do. I still ask for forgiveness on some of that stuff. But just to kill them like that. And that's far different. That's far different than hunting. Mm-hmm. People go out and they hunt. They eat the meat. They salvage the animal, even though every time you see them, they're holding the horns and not the hindquarters, which kind of makes you wonder. Uh-huh. But still, what if it was, look what they've done in America for things like the cockfights, dog fighting. Remember Michael Vick?
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
We've advanced now. Yeah, those things were part of history 500 years ago. The Vikings used to put you on a raft and put kindling wood on top of you and send you out in a lake and set you on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've advanced a little bit from that. Now we got homemade ovens that do it at all the crematoriums and things. But I mean, you just, you know, as time goes on. But it just doesn't make sense to watch those poor animals suffer like that. And the whole purpose is to do that to them. And then if you get a bull that wins all the time, they kill the bull. It's too dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. So I don't like that. But you know, maybe some of you do. I get it. Pope Francis in the news again today, folks. I love talking about these controversial things. I'm hoping with what we talk about sometimes can make you people think a little bit. Use your brain. whether you agree, disagree, just as long as you think about it. Pope Francis, he's been a nut. He's calling for a universal ban on what he calls the despicable practice of surrogate motherhood, including what he called the commercialization of pregnancy. Foreign policy address to ambassadors yesterday considered despicable the practice of surrogate motherhood, which represents a grave violation of the dignity of women and the child based on the exploitation of situations of the mother's maternal needs.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
A child is a gift and never the basis of a commercial contract, he said yesterday. Once again, just what we talked about, folks. Once again, we're not talking, things have changed in the church, for one.
Right.
It's not like 500 years ago. Now, with science, the advancement of man and humankind, we have the ability to have another woman carry the child of another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of you aren't going to like this, but I don't have a problem with that. Who's wonderful, beautiful women in the United States, her and their husband, they can't conceive a child because of nature. And we have the ability to bring a child into this world with a surrogate mother, of a child that will be loved, raised, cared for, and fulfill one of the commandments of be fertile and multiply, but using a surrogate mother to do it because of some act of God in nature where that woman is not allowed or cannot conceive, whether it be the husband. Now, I understand things about just like puppy mills. I don't like puppy mills, folks. I don't like that. Forced pregnancies upon these animals, making them crank them out as much as they possibly can. I don't like those. I don't like puppy mills either. But there are so many women in this world, thousands and thousands, that have trouble getting pregnant or cannot. And this gives them an option, especially if there is someone who is willing to carry it. The legalities are worked out and can deliver a beautiful, wonderful, healthy child. Give it to the family that wanted it. And by the way, using the components of both of those people anyway, for those of you that live north of town, I could explain what those components are, but and placing it in another woman who can carry the child and delivering it. Remember, folks, it's not 500 years ago now. It's 2023, and just like anything, it has to evolution. Things change. That's another one you folks may differ on, but sure. Are there abuses in that? Absolutely. I get what he's saying, and those shouldn't be allowed anyway.
Right.
Those type of abuses like that, and then there's fights and legal measures and stuff like that. But all that should be taken care of first before it's even done. I totally disagree with him on that. And let's see here. I had one more. I had all kinds of stuff written down today. We'll cover a lot of it during news. But for those of you that always thought I was sucking dirty canal water, and it doesn't happen. Oh, yeah, it happens. South Korea's parliament has passed a landmark ban on production and sales of dog meat. That's right. They don't eat dog. The hell they don't. I've been telling you that for years. They've been eating dog. Angry dog farmers said they're going to challenge it. The bill would make slaughtering, breeding, the sales of dog meat for human consumption illegal. Punishable by 2 to 3 years in prison. That's right. There are 1,600 restaurants, folks, in South Korea that serve dog.
Good grief.
I've never had it. I guess it's got a little bite to it. Thank you. 1,600 restaurants. Oh, they don't do that. You got your head under a pillow. Say, you want to hear about cats? I've been telling you about cats for years, too, over there in Asia. Cat tacos, you can get whatever you want over there. But here again, folks, here we are again. we're not 500 years ago anymore.
Mm-mm.
We're not that way now. You know, these people that don't like the production of cows in America, it's cruel what we do. We slaughter them. You know, the production of cows saved our animal populations all around the planet, folks. People used to eat meat. They killed everything out there. I told you the story back in the early 1900s. You could not find a rabbit in Montana. There wasn't a jackrabbit around. They ate every one of them.
Right.
And as we evolved over 500 years, we developed the cow. So we produced our own protein, our own meat.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to go out and kill all the buffalo, all the wildebeest, everything else out there. Same with dog. We don't need to eat dog anymore over there in South Korea. Well, it's part of our culture for 500. Well, change the culture. It's not 500 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just like bullfighting and everything else. Just change it. You don't need to eat dog anymore. We got plenty of beef. We got plenty of food for everybody. This food shortage is a bunch of horse crap. Mm-hmm. There's so much food. Folks, wheat went down another 20 cents a bushel yesterday. Brazil had a huge crop. Argentina, there's more grain. Corn prices are down to $4 or so. There is more food. The problem isn't food production.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is getting the food where it needs to go.
Right.
And that isn't because of food production. It's because of food corruption.
Yeah. Well, and hasn't been a story lately about we're in trouble with wheat because Ukraine's not producing.
Right. Ukraine's nothing. They're nothing. Ninth in the world. There's so much food. We can produce the food now. It's the food corruption. What do? We send the Congo and Nigeria. We send them money. We don't send them shiploads of beef and bread and chicken and pork and grain. We send them the money. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, I think, folks, since it is 2023, we can probably...
24.
We could probably stop the dog eating now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, folks, we have so many freaking wild pigs running around.
Mm-hmm.
In this world now, we don't know what to do with them.
Right.
I know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Any person from Montana knows what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
A 55 grain full metal jacket at 4,200 feet per second.
That'll do her.
That'll help feed the world.
Kill the pig, take half the skin off.
There you go. And keep the tail. You know, pin them up in the garage or put them up on the living room wall. She'll love that. Or the tusks.
Mm-hmm.
They keep the tusk, I guess, on wild pigs.
Oh, okay.
You know, they grow bigger or something. And
right.
They curve up and something.
I ran across this. You'll like this.
Okay.
Two foreigners who had heard about countries that eat dog came to the United States for the first time, stopped at a fast food place, and they see hot dog on the menu. So they both get a hot dog. They get their food. They pull it out of the wrapper, and the one guy looks at the other and says, "Which part of the dog did you get?"
That is not funny, Mr. Wilson. That is not funny. Now, for those of you north of town, that's not true. Those are form. Those are in machines that make it that
uh-huh.
shape. That's what they
I'll
do.
I'll have a burger, please.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's enough of that.
Okay, first news coming up, 6:08.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.